Evolve. Midterm, Units 1 through 6, Test B. Listening 2.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How Your Garden Grows, our weekly gathering of all things plant-related. This week, we're looking at a new trend in gardening, the rise of the miniature garden. With us exploring this phenomenon is Dan Harris, Managing Director of My Tiny Garden, a company specializing in not only plants for a miniature garden, but also the accessories you might need when creating a theme for your garden. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, Susan.
So, first of all, what's your definition of a miniature garden?
I would say miniature gardens are not only characterized by their size, but also by the fact that they consist of slow-growing plants. There are two main types: dwarf gardens, where the plants grow 1 to 6 inches a year, and miniature gardens, where the plants grow less than an inch per year. Maintaining them can be difficult because each plant may have different needs in terms of water, although in general you don't need to water them that often.
And why the huge popularity for these gardens?
Full-size gardening is fun, but can also be hard work. A miniature garden can bring about immense satisfaction, especially for people who can't cope with the physical demands of full-size gardening. They look wonderful, children love them, and the big appeal is the fact that you can create a unique theme for your mini-garden.
What sort of themes are popular?
Well, the fairy theme is the most popular. What child doesn't want to find a fairy in their garden? You can add multicolored mushrooms and tiny houses and swings for the fairies to play on. I've seen golf-themed gardens, surf themes, even Halloween-themed gardens with skeletons and spiders. Just let your imagination go wild.
I think you've convinced me. Now, tell me.